hope you enjoy today's famous fable. Welcome back to Famous Fables with Dr. Dave. I'm Dr. Dave Jenkins. I'm your host. I will be reading to you in today's episode a story from the Bible. I find it to be very inspiring. It's a story that Jesus tells. It's a parable. He tells a story in Matthew about sowing seeds. And this comes from Matthew chapter 13. I will be reading from the International Standard Version. That day, Jesus left the house and sat down beside the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down while the entire crowd stood on the shore. Then he began to tell them many things in parables. He said, "Listen, a farmer went down to sow. As he was sowing, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on stony ground, where they did not have a lot of soil. They sprouted at once because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, they were scorched. Since they did not have any roots, they dried up. Other seeds fell among the thorns bushes, and the thorn bushes grew higher and choked them out. But other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop. Some 100, some 60, and some 30 times what was sown. Let a person who has ears listen." All right. This is what I find amazing as I continue to read about this particular parable, because Jesus's disciples came to him and said, "Okay, Jesus, why do you speak to the people in parables?" And so Jesus gave them an answer. And it's interesting that Jesus allowed them to question him and he provided them a suitable answer. Listen to the parable about the farmer. Anyone who hears the word about the kingdom yet doesn't understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on a stony ground, this is the person who hears the word and accepts it joyfully at once. But since he doesn't have any root in himself, he lasts only for a short time. When trouble or persecution come along because of the word, he immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorn and bushes, this is the person who hears the word, but the worries of life and the deceitful pleasures of wealth choke the word so that it cannot produce a crop. But what was sown on good soil, this is the person who hears the word, understands it, and produces a crop that yields 100, 60, or 30 times what was originally sown. I find this parable in the Bible very inspiring because I run across the same types of people in counseling and therapy. I mean, life's information is very relevant regardless of the situation, whether it be at church or whether it be life lessons that people need to learn. Sometimes there are people that I talk to and they are willing to hear me. Other times there are people that talk to me, smile, and I know they're not going to take the information that I give them and do anything with it. And then again, I am heartened by the people I give advice to, and they run with it, and they make beautiful changes in their lives. And actually, those are the people that inspire me. Those are the people that make it worthwhile listening to disturbing, disgusting stories, because I know they're actually going to implement some of the information that I give them and make changes in their own lives, and not just sit back and complain about it. So I find that parables in the Bible, they stick in my brain and they resonate with me. And I can actually see them put to use in my everyday life, and not just within a spiritual life in my own spiritual journey, but in a practical way as well. I love to be able to look at passages throughout the Bible and recognize that many of them are stories and parables very similar to fables. They're not meant to be literal. Even Jesus talks about parables, and he says there's a story. So for my own edification and for yours, be careful what you read and put it in the context of the day of it in which it was written. Also, as you read the Bible and its stories and parables, look at who's doing the speaking, who are they talking to, what did it mean then, and what does it mean now? The beauty of this particular story, it is still relevant today as it was yesterday. Keep telling yourself stories. Keep changing your brain. I look forward to talking with you the next time. Take care. If you like what you heard, please share my podcast. We could all use a little inspiration from time to time. I look forward to hearing from you.